Good morning. Welcome to Applewood Valley United Methodist Church. We're so glad you're here. We have a few announcements before we get started with our worship service. First of all, the Missions Committee is collecting sleeping bags for the homeless this winter. And so we invite you through the entire month of December to bring your sleeping bags into the church, leave them in the corner of the social hall by the long table, and the Missions Committee will make sure they get delivered to the folks that need a warm sleeping bag this winter. So let's keep them in our prayers as we collect those, and as you go out, find some on sale and bring them in. That would be great. Charge Conference is today at 2 o'clock at First Golden. We do it with our circuit churches, and we are excited to be celebrating that year-end culmination of the business of the church, and we do that with our district superintendent. All are welcome to come. First United Methodist Church in Golden at 2 o'clock. We will meet here to carpool at 1:30. Whoever wants to go, please join us. That would be great. As you know, we have one service in the month of December. For the entire month, our 10 o'clock service, we have so many beautiful programs through Christmas time that we wanted everyone to experience them together. So thank you for being here today at 10 o'clock. We have a special birthday today. Keaton, where are you? Keaton is turning 13 on Tuesday, so we're going to sing to Keaton. Pam, Lunch and Laughter is today following the service. Lunch or brunch. Okay, so see Pam, she's standing and she will take you to the, she will tell you where to go. Kathleen. Whose birthday? Chris Zumalt. Oh, happy birthday, Chris. Do you want us to sing to you? No? Oh, she's good. All right. Well, everybody say happy birthday. Happy birthday, Chris. We're so glad you're here. You have two inserts in your bulletin. One, the white one is for you to take home and have for your week. It is an Advent devotion that you can have with you through the week until next Sunday, and we'll get a new one. Thank you, Karen Stevens, for writing all of this for us and doing this. We appreciate that. The other one is the insert for your song, and so you'll need that this morning as well. As you see, Pastor Angie is gone. She's not here with us this Sunday. Doggone it, she's celebrating her bachelorette weekend. Yeah, so let's send love and excitement and joy her way, and she'll be back with us next Sunday. But I know she'd want to announce these two things. Pictures with Santa, December 8th, that's Saturday, 11 to 1. So tell your neighbors, it's free, come and have fun. And youth is meeting today, and they are going to be bringing lunch to the homeless downtown. So thank you so much. And Scott has announcements as well.
We do have so many lovely musical services planned for you this coming holiday season. The first one begins today, so you're here with it. We have an amazing instrumentalist with us today, an oboe player by the name of Max Soto. I want to welcome him. Max has played for us before a number of times, and we're just delighted to have him back today. So this is the first Sunday of Advent, and we're delighted to be able to share this music that we've been working on sort of all year with you. Next week is going to be the children's Christmas pageant, and that piece was actually based on the 200th anniversary of the writing of Silent Night, and it's an original work by Kaylin Wood. Kaylin, where are you? I saw you here earlier. She's here. There she is. She's in the she's playing hooky in the narthex back there. But we want to thank Kaylin for her work. She actually wrote the play that the children will be performing next week. It's going to be just beautiful. Looking forward to sharing that with you. And then the following Sunday on the 16th of December is our Christmas cantata. Max will be back playing as part of our chamber orchestra for that, and we hope that you all will be here as well, so that we can start celebrating the season right now.
Great. Thank you. If there are no other announcements, then let us worship God. Now I invite you to take a deep breath And imagine that what is above you is a starlit night. Something mystical happens when we look at the stars at night. They bring light to the night sky, and they bring light to us too. They guide us and create a moment of calm and bright for us. This year is the 200th anniversary of the beloved hymn, Silent Night, Holy Night, the hymn we sing as we light our candles on Christmas Eve. This Advent, we will celebrate the carol's message of all is calm, all is bright, a message of peace and light for the world. And we will focus our attention this morning on the words, glory stream from heaven afar, because glories are streaming each and every day. How would our lives be renewed if we saw the world and our lives through the lens of joy and glory?
Oh.
Our opening hymn this morning is Silent Night. I'm going to ask if you would stand, turn to 239, hymn number 239.
So apparently, no lack of lights, so it's you. Please remain standing for our words of celebration. We open our hearts to the joy God brings us this season. Glory and joy are all around us. We offer this gift of joy to others in the world this Christmas. All is calm, all is bright. Amen. And now will the children come forward for children's time this morning, and Kelsey, who's going to be leading them, and Carlos.
knows what happens on December 25th.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. So who, raise your silent hand if you have family coming to visit you on Christmas. Maybe some people from out of town, or maybe some people from in town, okay? Raise your silent hand if there's something big and green in your house, or there's going to be soon, okay? Do you guys, so something big and green, what's that big and green thing?
A Christmas tree.
Okay, raise your silent hand if your family gets together before Christmas or on Christmas to make food or maybe something delicious that we eat and we decorate them. Yeah, Harper, do you do any, what do you, something special? So she goes to Gammy's house, and all the kids make Christmas cookies so that they can celebrate Christmas. Do you do something special, Izzy?
We make Christmas cookies.
You make Christmas cookies. Okay. So these are all ways that we get ready for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
So has anybody heard of Advent candles or an Advent wreath? Yeah? Okay. So the word Advent is a Latin word that means coming or visit. Who do you think is coming or visit? Who might we prepare for? Mario.
Jesus.
Okay, so that's something else about Christmas, right? That's like the big thing about Christmas is it's Jesus' birthday. So we have an Advent wreath down in our Sunday school. And what shape is this? Yes, Izzy.
A circle.
And it's a wreath. Uh-huh, it's a wreath. We might hang these on our doors, but it's a circle. And does this circle have an end? Is there like a stopping point?
No.
So this is a symbol of God's love, his eternal love, that he will love us forever and ever, going round and round and round forever, right? Okay, so that's the first part of our Advent wreath. What are these things? Candles, okay, and what's the top on, like, the part on the top? Gavin.
Fire,
very good. And is fire dark or is it light? What does it bring?
Light,
very good. Thanks for raising your hands, everybody. You're doing a good job. So we have these candles and we light them to represent Jesus' light because Jesus lights the world. And we have, Jesus says in the Bible, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So that's why we use candles to represent that light of life. All right, now what color are these? Are these Christmas colors? No, they're different colors. Why do you think? They look like Hanukkah colors. Yeah, maybe. Why do we use these colors, do you think, instead of red and green? Does anyone have an idea? Izzy, what do you think?
Because one of them's light.
One of them's lighter. That's good. We've got the pink one. It's lighter. So we have purple to represent royalty. And purple is always seen as a royal color because Jesus is king. Okay? So we're thinking about Jesus is king and he's royal and wonderful. And then we have this one. Why do you think this one's different? Does anyone know? Have an idea? You said it was lighter because it's pink. It's different because it's pink. What do you think, Izzy?
I think it's kindness.
Kindness? Yeah, I like that. So you're getting on the right path. What do you think?
I think it's like, so these three are royalty, and this one is like one of the four, kind of.
Okay, so different representation. I like that. So we have the four candles to represent the four Sundays leading up to Christmas and the day of Christmas. And each of the candles represent a different word, and they represent hope, love, joy, and peace. And these are the four virtues, the four things that we think of when we think of Jesus. Jesus gave us hope, Jesus gives us love, Jesus gives us joy, and Jesus gives us peace. So this one we talk about is joy. Pink is joy because we are especially ready for Jesus to come. And so this is the Sunday before Christmas, and we're really excited, and we're ready, and we're getting ready. And so this one is that one to represent and remind us that Jesus is coming. Did you have a question? Yeah, joy makes your life brighter. That's beautiful. And that's what they're talking about in church today. And what we're going to talk about is how important joy is in our life and how we want to see the world through this beautiful lighter candle and see the world in a joyous way. Okay? So we're going to pray, and then we're going to go down to Sunday school, and we're going to talk more about this Advent wreath. Sound good? All right. Dear Lord, help us to bring joy to the whole world through your love. Amen.
Okay, today's reading is from the book of Psalm, chapter 136, verses 1, 4 through 9, and 26, from the Contemporary English Version. Praise the Lord, God is good. God's love never fails. Only God works great miracles. With wisdom, God made the sky and stretched the earth over the ocean. God made the bright lights in the sky. God lets the sun rule each day and lets the moon and the stars rule each night. Praise God in heaven. God's love never fails. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Will the ushers please come forward to collect this morning's offering? Lord Jesus, we pray and bless these gifts that they come near to the people who need them most. For our offerings are for the ministry of this church and to make this world a better place. Bring your joy, bring your peace, bring your love, and bring your hope near all those who need it. Amen. And now I invite you to come closer and hear these words from the Gospel of John. Once again, Jesus spoke to the people. This time he said, "I am the light for the world. Follow me, and you won't be walking in the dark. You will have the light that gives life." Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. When I was a kid, my mother used to call us into the backyard, and she'd challenge us to look into the night sky and find a star. Growing up in upstate New York, this was a big challenge. Binghamton, New York had overcast skies, not clear ones like we're enjoying here today in Colorado. So to find a star in the night sky, just one single star shining in between the clouds, was a big challenge, and one that resulted in great joy when we would finally find one. Because when the light of the stars can't be seen in the night sky, you miss them. You miss how they twinkle and shine, because just a little bit of light is so beautiful. It's calming and cheerful. And it's so cool because stars are luminaries. They're natural light-giving bodies. How are we naturally a light-giving body? How are we illuminating the world with the light we have within? Because a luminary is also a person who inspires others. How are we inspiring others? How is the star shining within us inspiring our world? Because we are all stars shining with the light of Christ. And when we illuminate God's love and joy in this world, we bring a beautiful calm that is wondrous and bright. So how do we want to shine this Advent? How do we want to light up the world this Advent? How do we want to avoid the darkness of the season that can trap us into thinking we need this and this and all of this in order for it to be a good Christmas? Because the sun shines by day and the moon and the stars shine by night in the physical world, but Jesus' presence on this earth brings us light. Light to see clearly, to see what really matters, to see right where love is needed the most. How can we illuminate this joy in a new way this season? How can we inspire ourselves and others to live from the light we have within us this Advent? Well, here's how. We become stars. Stars that give streams of glorious light, because light allows us to see the joy we have in God. To be in the light means we stand in all the glory streaming from heaven afar. To be in the light, even when it's dark in our lives, means we know truth and love are with us. To be in the light, even when it's dark, means we don't lose sight of the joy, peace, and calm that is available to us. It means we know God is with us, and God is leading us, and we are on the right path. Because if we can still see the light of God, then we are not lost in the dark, and joy is within our reach. To see a star like this, a human luminary shining in the dark, means we are not alone. Who has been a star in your life? Who has inspired you to keep going when things seem dark and bleak? And who has helped you find your light again when you thought you'd lost it? Because it's happened to all of us. We've all felt stretched at some point in our lives. What's stretching you now? What's stretching you so thin you think you're going to snap? It's like a rubber band. A rubber band, if stretched, will return to its normal, relaxed position when it's no longer being stretched. But if it's stretched out and held for a long time, it will eventually lose its elastic properties and it will snap. We are stretched by the demands of life and by all the things we have going on. But the difference is, no matter how far we're stretched, no matter how long we're stretched, we're not going to snap. We have an elastic property within us. We have the light of Christ within us. And that light is what gives us life to keep going. That light is a divine light that always lets us return to our joy. A heavenly light that lets us come back to our normal, relaxed position. And Jesus came into this world so we would always be able to start from there again. So we would always be able to find the light that stays shining when things seem so stretched and so dark. And that is the light of life and glory that is streaming from heaven afar. The glory of God is shining all around us, showing us the way, seeing us through, getting us relaxed again, so we can illuminate our joy. So become a star this Advent, because Advent is a time of preparation, a time for getting ready, like Kelsey shared with the children, getting ready for this beautiful, wonderful birth. And this Advent, it's time to start shining the light of joy in our world. It's time to let all the glories from heaven start streaming down to the places it's needed the most. We can bring that light. We are that light. We are God's stars lighting up this world wherever we go. And those stars hanging above us right now, this is our reminder this Advent that no matter what happens, God is here. And God's glory is shining in us and around us, and it is giving us life. For these stars have all been folded by various people in our congregation. And some of them have the names of the people we love on them that you sent us. Can see him written right here. Because we are all stars in our own way, aren't we? And someone else's light shone on you, changed your life. And our light will shine on someone else, and it might change their life. And together, all of us stars will take away the darkness, and the glory of the Lord will shine where we are. So each Sunday, we will light a candle and send our wishes and our prayers toward the heavens so God can shine them down upon us and bring us life. This Sunday, as I light the candle, let us send our wishes for where we want joy in our lives and this world. Let us silently and collectively send our wishes for joy as I light the candle now. Let us pray. O God, you made each and every one of us stars, stars to shine bright in this world so your light would be seen, so that if any one of us thinks we've lost our light, someone else would be there to shine their light to help us see it's still there. For your light is never snuffed out. Your light keeps watch over us just like the stars above us, just like it did that precious Christmas night. That night the shepherds were out keeping watch over their flocks. The same night the angels appeared, and the night your glory shone all around them. May we be like those shepherds this Advent and keep watch for how the light of your joy arrives in our world today. Amen.